Lee, what were the weather conditions yesterday that we now know really helped fuel this fire?
Well, Jillian, yesterday was a red flag warning day issued by the National Weather Service. And a red flag warning means critical fire weather conditions. And what comes together is warm, very dry outside with the relative humidities usually in the single digits. And also we have tinder dry fuels in the forest with the very dry winter and spring we had. And anyway, when we get together with very strong winds and the low relative humidities, if a wildfire breaks out, there is explosive growth with the fire. And that's what we saw yesterday and again today on this fire with the wind still blowing. It's not a red flag warning day. We're just under that threshold, but still quite windy out there and challenging for the firefighters.
At KNAU, we're still many miles away from this fire, but even here it is very ominous, the plume of smoke, the ash that's falling. What is the air quality like? We've had a lot of callers today concerned about air quality and health.
Yeah, well, the air quality is not good. Obviously, the plume's right on top of us. We're even seeing ash fallout here in Flagstaff. And when you have a plume of smoke on top of you, you have particulate matter in the atmosphere, which means you have some soot and ash that's all components of this smoke plume. And certain populations of people can be sensitive to this, and you can get some trouble breathing or possibly some eye irritation. And if that's the case, you want to avoid being outside, or if it gets worse, you know, you would want to maybe see a healthcare person.
Yeah, and the plume is quite dramatic and seems to be sort of shifting back and forth. What can we expect? Where is it going? I know we can't really predict Mother Nature, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, firstly, the plume is quite dramatic. In fact, it's so huge you can see it from space on the visible satellite imagery. The plume moves around and the winds have been out of the southwest. And with the fire right off to our southwest, the plume is just directed right up Oak Creek Canyon and right into Flagstaff. But we do have a shift in the weather here coming up over the next couple days. This area, the spring low pressure system that's been approaching us the last few days and bringing the strong southwest winds, will now set up right on top of Arizona and slowly track across us beginning tomorrow through Saturday. And what that's going to mean is we're going to see a lot less wind and chances for some light rain showers beginning late Thursday through Saturday is what the forecast is calling for, and some thunderstorms even. So it's kind of tricky with the plume now because the winds are going to kind of lighten up, so the plume's not really moving around much. The winds are going to kind of start shifting to the south and east a little bit versus the south and west. So we could see this thing just kind of wobble around Flagstaff. And in the vicinity of these showers and thunderstorms, we're going to get some erratic winds. And the best thing we could see happen over the next several days is some nice rainfall. Rainfall obviously washes some of the smoke out of the atmosphere, and it would really help on the fire scene as well.
Lee Bourne, thank you so much for being here today.
My pleasure.